name is Sarah and welcome to our Employable Careers and Cocktails podcast. And today we have the lovely Scott with us today.
Thank you.
My very first question, because we've got a ginployable cocktail or an adaption to a ginployable. What is your favourite cocktail?
Ooh, it depends on the weather really, but I'll say anything alcoholic is my usual answer. Yes. But I think a mojito on a day like this, nice bright sunshine and a bit of mint flavour to it.
Yes, nice and minty. Mm. I do like pina colada myself.
Ooh.
Pina colada is my favourite. Okay, so I suppose the next most important question, who are you and what do you do?
Okay, I'm Scott Grenny. I run, I'm a sole trader, I run my own business called Eddystone Media, but I'm probably more known for helping run an organisation called One Plymouth.
Yeah, okay, and what's One Plymouth? Do you want to tell the audience what One Plymouth is about?
Yeah, One Plymouth is an organisation of freelancers. So in my sense, I'm one of the co-founders, there's two co-founders in the actual organisation. I do Eddystone Media's marketing, social media, so I use those skill sets in One Plymouth.
Yeah.
And we have about 12 individual freelancers. We've got like Jay Stone who does video, various photographers, about four or five. We've got a PR person.
Right.
We just all come together to use our skills to kind of help celebrate Plymouth in a very positive light.
Okay.
And also showcase what we do. So people can then hire us as a team, individuals, but like a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
If you want a PR person, a photographer, we have that in our team.
And nice combination.
Yeah.
Nice combination. Okay, why did you choose the industry, or did the industry choose you?
That's a good question. So my history is quite varied. So I worked for Royal Mail before.
Okay.
So I was working at a data entry centre, working as a data entry person, got the ranks to a coach and reserve manager, and just helping people out there generally. And I went on the side to be a freelance web designer. So
right.
I was doing that as like a self-employed on the side, just like an extra job in the daytime.
Yeah.
And then the media side, what I'm doing now, I would laugh at you if you asked me back then if I was doing this now. I think it just chose me. I was really passionate about celebrating Plymouth.
Okay.
Back then, anywhere I went outside of Plymouth, it's always, oh, Plymouth's Portsmouth. There's always lots of confusion.
Yes.
If you go past Bristol, I found, or you know, anywhere in London, if you mention Plymouth, it's always like, oh, that's the middle of nowhere. Like anything past Bristol,
yeah,
is just wasteland,
it's
or
gone.
For the cornfields, I'm not sure. So I thought, well, let's sort of raise that flag for Plymouth, and we just did it slowly, and businesses in public caught on to it and said, oh, how do we get involved? And
okay,
we just saw the energy was there. So it kind of, we went with it. And where we are now is just quite surprising, but really enjoying it.
Yes, no, that sounds good. When you were 16, where did you see yourself?
Astronaut. I think everyone has that kind of...
I'm the same.
Yeah, I think with the space industry, obviously in the UK, is quite quite different to America, but I always thought about, you know, I think mentioned before about, you know, watching like sci-fi, Star Trek, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I like the whole idea of actually doing something a bit outside of the normal kind of world-to-world, day-by-day stuff.
Yeah.
So I actually was looking at the kind of space industry, but of course I thought it's nowhere near to what it is now in the UK. So basically, yeah, I think I was just kind of dreaming still. I think no one really knew what they wanted to do. It was probably when I was 18, I went to university to study electrical engineering.
Right.
When my whole family, my dad and uncle and so on, all everyone was electrical engineer.
Yeah.
So I was just following the family tradition. But yeah, I think I'm weirdly an astronaut, but obviously not to that prior level, just somewhere maybe in the control room pressing buttons.
Yes, mine was, I always wanted to be the first lady in space.
Oh, wow.
And then I think when I was about 15 or 16, the first lady in space made it up there, and I was just like, oh,
you quit, didn't you?
Oh, forget that now. Okay, so what are the best bits about your job? Obviously, you're very passionate about Plymouth and what you're doing with that, but are there any particular bits, the best bits that you find?
Well, for me, my sort of role, so during the like event season, I do all the social media, so anything live, you see me racing around, capturing photos, trying to be in the right place at the right time, trying to upload content with lots of noise going around. And I think I enjoy putting things up and seeing people's reaction. So you see people online, you just go, oh, I wish I was there, I'm missing Plymouth. That looks a really good event, and it's not just helping the city overall, it's helping the individual businesses.
Yes.
So I know quite a few businesses in my various roles I do, and when you see a business is actually being kind of thankful for what they're seeing with the footfall there, so to be able to be in a position to actually support these major events.
Yeah.
And small events, we work on like one-man bands or one-lady bands as well, small micro events, so just being that support, trying to make it look really nice.
Yes.
And providing all the footage they need afterwards, they can actually say, look back at what you missed, and to help them in the future. So I think it's just seeing the human reactions. We do a lot online.
Yes.
But it's the off, I do believe online and offline got a link.
Yes.
And to see the offline link of people being happy and enjoying themselves, and trying to be really positive. I think that's really nice. I do enjoy that.
Yes, no, definitely. What advice would you give to someone who's maybe just starting out on their career or even transitioning, like obviously yourself, you've transitioned from Royal Mail, what advice would you give somebody who maybe would be transitioning out or even starting out on a career or having had a career break and maybe going back?
There's a couple of ways of doing this. I would say from my end, and a few people do this way as well, it's basically just go for it. So I think a lot of people are scared of trying things new and are not sure where to go. You can always ask people in the industry. So myself and anyone in our team are very happy to share our knowledge and skills and talk to upcoming people in the industry.
Yeah.
But I think generally, if you got, for example, if you want to be a photographer or a social media creative person, I think basically just grab a phone and just start doing it. So for example, with me, with events coverage, that really started back at Pirates Weekend on the Barbican. So 13 years ago, the very first Pirate Weekend, I still have the photos somewhere. It looks totally different to what it does now.
Yeah.
I was walking around with a very small phone. We had keypads on them back then, taking pictures and just uploading them and just watching the results. And I was just doing it, not really sure where it's going to lead to. I just did it because I wanted people to see the event. And basically being at, I was living at Admiral Bride, the pub then, so my wife used to run it.
Okay.
So when it was really busy on a Saturday, I couldn't hear myself think, so I thought I'll just go out and enjoy the barbecue and take some nice pictures.
Yes.
And just seeing how that's going, basically, just give it a try. The photos are pretty awful, to be fair, but people liked them, commented, and I think people appreciate people giving it a go. And if you're ever stuck, there's always information out there. Nowadays, you've got YouTube videos, instruction ones, and I think basically just get into the industry and find the people who are in there and just send them a message saying, hi, I'm looking to do this, can you offer me any advice?
Yeah.
And if you find the right people, majority of the time they will signpost you to locations.
Yes.
And I think just basically just go for it and do not be afraid of doing anything wrong, because obviously no one's perfect to start off
with. No, I don't think anybody ever is perfect.
No, I think the world does get painted a lot, especially on social media. It's always like everything's brilliant and beautiful, but actually behind the scenes, like I say, creating videos and reels, it takes a lot of time. So if you're thinking, oh, it's taking me all day to do this one video, there is ways of speeding it up. That comes with experience.
Yes.
But basically just give it a go. And if you don't like it, then you can try something else. But I think, my view is always, unless you try it, you never know if you're going to enjoy it.
No, and picking up on the realness, I think a lot of people relate to maybe your older style pictures. They relate to them because they're the type of pictures that they take and that they see, instead of a perfectly pristine, polished, taking the birds out of the sky or put things in. And
I think with AI, you've got AI is coming in play now, so it can do a lot for you as well.
Yes.
So obviously there's a lot of competition. I do take nice photos. I don't class myself as a photographer, but I do really nice pictures, mainly on my phone 95% of the time. But now it's becoming, they're so powerful, these phones, that anyone can do half decent photography.
Yes.
So basically, it's just a case of being the right time, having the eye, learning the basics, and basically just keep on learning. Even now, I'm always learning new techniques and skill sets, and obviously the goalposts move.
Yes,
I think just being ready to just keep moving forward and keep learning, and maybe try and avoid that perfectionism side. So even some of my photos I put up, they look really nice on One Plymouth, and obviously because we've got the audience there for it. But sometimes I'm thinking, I'm not too sure with this one, but if the weather's been bad, but in the sunshine comes out and you put a photo with sunshine in, it's going to do well anyway.
Yes.
And generally people just want to see what you're doing and they'll follow you as well. So people will actually be interested on LinkedIn, for example.
Yeah.
If you're on LinkedIn as a business and you're putting stuff out there saying, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere in a way, you'll find people will actually just naturally be interested because they're seeing things coming up and seeing you being real and an authentic person, not some AI-driven.
That's what people want. They do want that one.
Yes.
What is the funniest thing you've ever seen in an office environment? Or any funny incidents?
I think this office is fantastic. So looking at this office compared to anything else I've been in. Tom, I can't think of anything. Nothing that I can say that will get me in trouble.
Yes.
But I think, I think wherever I've been, because I've been in, obviously Royal Mail was a large data entry centre, basically almost like the size of a football pitch, and there are loads of people, hundreds.
Yeah.
And there's always things going on in a good way. And I think generally it was a really good atmosphere. You had teams of 60 people working together. You were data entry, so you could talk freely, you could listen to music. And I think you met a lot of people, different backgrounds, that sort of thing. So lots of fun things, sad things happen, but as a family kind of unit, everyone knew each other. And that was really good, but I can't think of anything in particular. I might come back, I'll have a think about
the background. Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to slightly shift it now and move on to conspiracy theories.
Oh, no.
Are there any that you believe in?
Well, with the stuff we do on One Planet Earth, we get a lot of things about chemtrails and all this sort of stuff.
Okay.
And as you know, with social media, it's the Wild West.
Yes.
So we see lots of stuff come up all the time. Conspiracy theories... I have looked in the past at like Nostradamus and all that sort of stuff, which is obviously predicting the future. And actually, when it comes down to it, I'm thinking there's not ever really any evidence. I know those conspiracy theorists will say that's because they're hiding it or whatever it is. No, not really. I think I like to be quite open-minded. So, for example, aliens, are they real or not? I think there's got to be something out there. But whether or not they're visiting us and picking on us or doing anything to us, I don't know. I think I'm quite open-minded, but I need to see real hard evidence. So a lot of the... conspiracy theories, I find people pile in a lot, and one little thing can become so big if you twist or turn it.
Yes.
But it works on both sides. So the conspiracy theorists and other people probably use things to their own agenda as well. And especially nowadays with social media, if you craft things in a certain way, it will gain an audience and you can monetize those videos. So I think there's an incentive now to be more of a conspiracy theorist, commenting on things.
Yes.
Making things because you're getting financial reward. In the past, it was a case of people just coming up with these theories and trying to put two and two together. But I think the world is quite complex anyway, and I think there's enough going on in it to not have a complex conspiracy theory. So none at the minute.
No, okay. Okay, so you've got the world's attention for 30 seconds. What would you like to say to the world?
Well, at the minute, I think there's lots of negativity out there. I think everyone... actually, I was coming from a Devon Chamber event today, and Stuart Elford... mentioned about the media. At the minute, the media is very heavy negative, and there is some serious issues going on in the world, but I think it's about taking that time out. Yeah. Raw individuals and trying to switch off the digital. Use it when you need to, but if you find you're getting overwhelmed or you're getting loads of rubbish on your Facebook feed or wherever it's going to be, take control.
Yes.
I find a lot of people with Facebook especially, they follow groups all the time. Someone sets a group up and there's like 200 followers, and they just keep on following these groups and it pollutes their newsfeed.
Yeah.
You can take control of your social media, but you need to go in and start removing yourself from things. So basically, for example, I unfollow people. So I never defriend them because I get that message, why did you defriend me? But you can unfollow people.
Yes,
so
you don't see.
Yes, you only look at the stuff you need to. So I would say everyone around the world just basically needs to take a step back, look at what they're doing, and take some time out. Because I think the world is so quick, there's so much going on, that no one really thinks about themselves.
Yes.
It's always about what other people are thinking of them. They never actually think about what they want to do themselves. And I think the world would be a better place if people spoke more, had rational conversations, not irrational stuff, but just really talked about things more and actually just focused on what they want to achieve and what they need to achieve for their audience or community.
Yeah.
And just listen. I think it's less listening now. People seem to be, as I mentioned, certain political candidates always avoid politics, but certain politicians will always shout from the rooftops, overshout people, and beat their chests and so on, and they drown out the people out there who are trying to do good things, or they feel there's no point, I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah.
But I can never say the same right, but the same about if you need to, it's for good people not to speak out, then evil breeds. I'm a real strong believer that good people out there are doing really good things, but you never hear from them because they don't shout loud enough.
Yes, that's true, and the negative outweighs a lot of the positive. I read an article today on LinkedIn, and in Japan there's a train station, and on the train station there it is just a platform. You can't get off the platform. You literally, it is a platform with nothing on it, and the train leaves you there. And the idea is the fact that in Japan they want people to pause and enjoy the view and just stand still. The next train, I think, is like every 80, 90 minutes the trains come through, so you're not left there for hours or days.
Make it home.
But it is literally a platform in the middle of nowhere with views of mountains and rivers and amazing views.
Yeah.
And the train, they literally encourage people to just get off the train and just wait for the next one because it gives them a chance to just stop and breathe and take everything in and just realise...
I think you're right. I think it's very. If anyone listens to this, just sort of, when's the last time they just stood still?
Yeah.
And sat on the. I mean, on the waterfront. Our waterfront's amazing. So sit on the step, look at the water, and just watch a boat go from one end to the other of the Plymouth Sound. In my case, I do loads of stuff. I've been around or running around today, actually taking photos of cruise ships and stuff. But it's just taking that time out just to stop and think about what you're doing, rather than having a noise, a TV, digital, just going to the pub is always fun, don't get wrong, but sometimes just being there, just mellow out and just take time out for your own brain just to reset. Everything needs to unplug sometimes, and sometimes people forget to unplug themselves.
I think we do, and I think even sleep, things go on in sleep that you get used to, like, I live in the village, but main roads and stuff, people get used to the noise, they don't actually shut down properly. If you could interview a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Ooh. So it must have been Denzel Washington. Must have fan of him. I'd love to speak to him on a sort of like, maybe interview level, definitely a social level.
Yeah.
But I always found always different roles and how he portrays himself. I find it really fascinating, and he's a really, really good actor.
Yes.
So I think I would love to, I don't know what I'd ask him. And in fact, most, I do see some famous people sometimes, but I've never got to them. So I'm always thinking I'm feel like I'm bothering them.
Yeah.
I mean, or you got to them and you make eye contact, it's like, what do you say? So I don't know about you, if you saw a famous person, how do you open up hello?
It's hard because you feel kind of like, I suppose in a way intimidated, but obviously not intimidated, but you do kind of feel a bit intimidated because they're famous, and it's just like, do I bother them? Do I say hello? Do I ask them how their day's going?
Yeah.
I don't want to sound stupid if I say, how's your day been?
Yeah, exactly. There's no little card where you say, oh, they do this. Yes. But also, because you know so much about them, because they're famous.
Yes.
They know nothing about you. They look at you, and some of them, I mean, I've met different ones, not like anyone really, really famous, but I know, like, I think you had Paul Montgomery before, and he's met loads, and it's just only meeting someone, and if you just be yourself, I mean, you can't go wrong doing that, because if they don't like you being yourself, same. But it's a shame. I know some people have met people they idled as a kid, go, oh my god, this is the person I want to meet, and speak to them, and when they've done, that person's really obnoxious and rude, and they just destroy their vision of what this person is. So I kind of don't want to meet, maybe Denzel, I'm sure he's a nice guy in real life,
might ruin,
but meeting him and he's then it's really obnoxious, I'm sure he isn't, but then be like, oh, I don't want to. So my mindset of, like, actually he's a good, real respectable actor, I love what he does, I think quite happy with that. But at the same time, if he walked in now and we have a chat too, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
It'd be a massive podcast as well.
Yes, we'd do really well with that one. Our last question, and I think it's the most important question, is if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
So a massive Marvel fan, so that's like a whole section. I don't know, because I find most of the superhero powers tend to be also a curse. So it's like something you have, obviously you switch it on and off. I generally don't know. I think for me it'd be a superpower that I would find use on my day to day, but not make me famous. Because I'm like Superman, obviously he's bulletproof and all the rest of it, and obviously he flies around. Instantly you go, right, who is that? So maybe a superpower where that you don't see, you can hide away and still be you. So I guess Superman, Clark Kent.
Yes.
There is that as well. So I don't think I'm really, sadly got no real answer to that. I'd say maybe. I think maybe flying or speed. So maybe is it Daredevil? No, not Daredevil. Which was the speedy one? Flash. So maybe where I can just zip across, and I don't have to pay for taxis and so on. That'd be quite handy.
It's like I'm there.
Yeah, it's cost saving superhero. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. That's normally the best one.
But how about you though? I'm interested.
I think mine would be similar to speed, but maybe teleporting.
Oh yes, yeah.
So I could just like. So I wouldn't have to run because
on holiday Barry
Allen has to run everywhere when he goes. Mm. So with teleporting, I could just be lazy and just click my fingers and.
It's the weekend. You're in the Bahamas and back here again.
No, I didn't think of the Bahamas for
Bahamas, the pina colada. You're sorted then.
That's perfect. That would be my ideal one. That would be me sorted. I would just sort the kids can sort themselves out, and I'm off for a few hours.
Actually, maybe freeze time in that case as well. That's another option. So maybe freeze time where freeze you just time. Do whatever you want. You can go away, do something, come back, and then just carry on where you left.
Carry on as normal. So you can just go and have your cocktail on the beach.
Yeah.
And then come back and carry on typing your social media posts.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah.
No, that's great. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the cocktail. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers.